great suffering came a solution. Communities.
Injected.
Serene, beautiful places where disorder became harmony.
But from that utopia came a young adult dystopia long before The Hunger Games or Divergent. Lois Lowry's 1993 novel The Giver is about a seemingly utopian society in which a morning injection erases all memory. So there's no fear, no memory of starvation, war, but also no memory of love, individual freedom. Everyone's the same. A young boy named Jonas is chosen to receive memories from the one man who holds them, the giver. But Jonas decides it's time to give them back to everyone. And here is where this quiet novel turns into an action film. The book won the 1994 Newbery Medal. It's beloved. But will the new film match readers' memories? Author Lois Lowry joins us in the studio. Welcome.
Thank you.
And Philip Noyce, who directed the film, joins us from NPR West in Culver City. Philip, welcome to you as well.
Hi.
And Lois, in your new release of your novel, you write an introduction with the movie in mind. And right away you say, no, it may not be as you pictured.
Well, how can it be? A book goes out there to a zillion different people, and everybody reads a different book because they bring their own imaginations to it. A movie is different. It's got to be. And in addition, this book is very introspective, very quiet, and there has to be visual stuff added. But I hope that it's going to bring the original spirit of the book alive.
Which is what? We understand, I think I remember, that it was born after you went to visit your own father, who was losing his memories.
My father lived to be 92, and in those last years, he was losing his memory, as one often does at that great age. And I realized he was forgetting my sister, his first child, my older sister, who had died young.
Yeah.
And I began to think, well, maybe that would be a good thing, to forget tragedy, to forget anguish of that sort. And when a writer begins to think, what if something like that could happen, a story begins to take shape. And for me, it was a story about memory, about what might happen if the world became such that people could manipulate human memory. What might go wrong then?
Well, everything, it turns out.
Uh-huh.
Let's set the scene a little more for people. This is a world of sameness, as we said. No one can see color. When his age group is assigned a job, which we saw reflected in later dystopian movies, Jonas, played by Breton Thwaites, is selected to be the community's new receiver of memory, to learn everything that came before the sameness, things like snow and sailing, death and war. And he starts to receive those memories from the giver, played by Jeff Bridges. And when he does, he starts to see and recognize colors.
You'll see them all in time, all colors, all differences. Our people chose to do away with emotions. Those morning injections, take them away.
Again, sound from the trailer. And director Philip Noyce, let's bring you in. People have been saying to me, is the movie black and white? Well, it is a lot of it. You had to reproduce that world. And also, as we were just saying, you had to be aware of readers who so loved the world they pictured. How'd you approach this?
The book was my set of storyboards, in a way. Lois writes very visually. You read a sequence and you can see it. Of course, everyone sees it differently. And she wrote the book 20 years ago. So what we have tried to do is to imagine what that world might look like if she had written it, say, a couple of years ago. So there's a few changes in the technology. For example, when Lois wrote the book, people watched things on screens. In the movie, we use holograms because we imagined, you know, that they'd be watching much more vivid, almost live communications. So, you know, we've tried to stick to the absolute spirit of the book, and I read the book every single day before every single sequence. But there'll always be changes, always, in adaptations.
Well, one of the major changes is that you create a character played by Meryl Streep, who is the elder of the community, was not really a character in the book. In this scene they're about to hear, Jonas, the young boy, has been leaking some of these new memories to other people. That's a real no-no. And the chief elder, again played by Meryl Streep, reminds the giver, Jeff Bridges, that another attempt at passing on memories years ago had failed.
You're being careless. You're moving too fast. We both know what happened 10 years ago with the girl.
The girl... had a name.
You think I don't remember?
I know you feel her, Ross.
The boy must hold in the pain. Don't fail us again.
So, Lois Lowry, your reaction when you saw Meryl Streep, who just is snake-like at times.
She is. She's a very complex character, and she is not in the book. I have said several times now to others that I wish I could go back and rewrite the book and put in the Meryl Streep or the Chief Elder as she appears on the screen.
What did you think, Lois, of the visuals? Again, some of it is word for word, exactly what you'd written. But is the community as you pictured it?
Not exactly, because having grown up on military bases, I think that's the kind of rigidly ordered community that I had in my mind. But those were from another time. And, of course, the book is set in the future. When I was on the set and saw the houses they had created, I thought, oh, of course, these are modernistic, contemporary houses that would be appropriate.
Yeah. Well, staying again with some of the images, Philip Noyce, in the book, Lois describes some of the things that this young boy learns about the memories of the past. In the film, you have the benefit of montage. I found myself unexpectedly very emotionally moved by these images of, let's say, joy from around the world. How did you put those together?
A lot of them were planned and filmed. And then my assistant and I started to look at tens of thousands of images, the collective memories of humanity in a way, from the internet. A lot of those images, we've actually contacted the people who photographed them, whether it's their children, their parents, a birthday party, and got permission to use them.
Really?
Bought the rights, yeah. As a representation of human memory as it might exist in 2014.
It's quite something. I mean, there's Nelson Mandela flashing by. Lois, you wrote this in the 90s. One of the storylines is that everyone who doesn't fit, whether it's an infant who's just been born or an elderly person, is released. Euphemism, if ever there was one. They are killed. And that drove book clubs crazy 20 years ago. Is she anti-abortion? Is she against a family's right to pull a plug on a terminally ill family member? What was your intent in making that part of the storyline?
I think my original intent was to show what happens when we lose passion for human beings, for each other. It's a dispassionate society, and they're doing away with things that are extraneous. And those happen to be people, because people have lost their value.
And people lose their value when they lose their memory, their emotion,
their art, their literature, their music, their color.
Yeah. Well, here, your art is multiplying. It's on the big screen. Philip Noyce directed the film adaptation of The Giver. Lois Lowry, author. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
By the way, if you like the book, pick up the new release. In it, Lois talks about the response she's gotten over the years, people who've fled cults and otherwise had their life changed by her 1993 book. The film version of The Giver comes out this Friday. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.